With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Once again, a judge has stepped in to block an action by the Trump administration, and the White House is vowing to appeal. This time it has to do with hundreds of thousands of Haitians who face the prospect of being sent back home.
Temporary protected status has allowed roughly 350,000 Haitians to live and work in the U.S. It's a designation that can be granted by the Secretary of Homeland Security if conditions in a country are deemed unsafe for return due to natural disaster, political instability, or other dangers. Homeland Security says Haiti's TPS was granted following an earthquake that took place over 15 years ago. It was set to end Tuesday after Secretary Kristi Noem determined conditions had improved and Haiti was now safe.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Well, apparently, the Clintons have had a change of heart. Bill and Hillary Clinton now say they will testify in a House investigation focusing on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Iranian president is directing his foreign minister to seek out talks with the U.S.
This move by Masoud Pezeshkian comes as tensions are very high between Washington and Tehran. That's because of Iran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests last month that are believed to have killed thousands of people. Now, Pezeshkian said he had ordered Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi to have these talks. He said that they would be conducted if they could be in a fair manner and in a site that would be also fair to the Iranians.
And that's correspondent John Gambrell. President Trump announcing a big new trade and tariff deal with India. As part of that, Mr. Trump says India has agreed to stop buying oil from Russia. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 66 points, while the Nasdaq is down 255 points. This is SRN News. Disney is getting dark.
Walt couldn't have imagined it. Disney Plus is about to add hundreds of R-rated films to its library. Concerned Women for America reports the popular streaming platform, which had about 20 R-rated movies on tap up to now, is adding over 400 more, along with 400 TV shows rated mature. CWA points out that, quote, Disney assured parents in 2019 that they wouldn't allow content higher than a PG-13 on its streaming platform. Michael Harrington reporting.
Judaism's various streams are moving in a more liberal direction, just as many Christian denominations are. Rabbis and rabbinical students in the U.S. are more likely to be homosexuals or women. Orthodox branches of Judaism are generally maintaining the traditional way of doing things, but Reform, conservative, and non-denominational Jewish institutions are embracing the LGBT agenda in particular. Latest data says 37% of American Jews are Reform. This is SRN News. A legendary work of art going to be getting some much-needed TLC.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco dominates the Sistine Chapel. The chapel will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museum said in a statement on Monday that the scaffolding will partially obscure the view of the fresco. The cleaning will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster from so many people visiting each day. Keith Peters, Washington.
Authorities believe 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, was kidnapped, abducted, or otherwise taken against her will from her Tucson area home. The sheriff says it's imperative that she's found soon because without her medication, she could die. Nancy Guthrie was last seen around 9:30 p.m. Saturday at her home, where she lived alone. More details, SRNNews.com.